and 9LHM South Bend, Indiana monitoring.
Hey, good morning, Brian. This is WB9YPA.
Young Polish amateur.
Oh, I'm not so young anymore.
Welcome to our club. I turned 64 the other day.
Oh, okay. Now there's, okay. Yeah, are you going to retire? Do you think eventually?
Yeah, I'm sure thinking about it. It's like all my friends have either retired or cut back to part-time. And it's like, man, every day I look in the obituaries in the paper, and on average there's two people younger than me that have died. So it's like, you know, how much longer do I have left?
I have gone to so many funerals over the last 5 years. Yep. I'll be turning 72 in just a handful of months. Yeah, I'm not feeling so young Polish amateur anymore.
Yeah, I'm not either. I mean, my health is good. I have no complaints, but boy, I sure don't have the energy level I used to. Yeah, I remember working back at WNDU back in the old building on campus. We were young then.
Well, that's true, yeah. So I don't know. I'll never be able to retire with no insurance or, you know, doing this contract stuff. It sheds a different light on things. So yeah, I'll work till I drop. And I know about energy level. I take more naps.
I don't think I'm lazy. I'm as motivated as I used to be. I've got a long to-do list and a lot of things I want to do, but boy, I just schedule more time to do stuff now.
Oh, I know it. Now I'm trying to get some sleep. I was up. I've been up all night. I was had the machine apart for a piece of stereo equipment that I'm working on for somebody, and they needed me to machine this aluminum part, and so I was up all night working on that, and then I goofed off and worked a little HF, so I did some of that. And now I'm just now trying to get a little rest, and then I've got to be up in a couple hours, and then I've got a job I have to do today. So fortunately, there's people out there that still request my services. So I guess that's what's keeping me alive.
Sounds like you better get some sleep then. I won't keep you, but I enjoy listening to your ear. Anyway. But, yeah, well, have a great day. Get some sleep and take care of yourself, man. And we'll talk soon. WB9YPA and 9LHM.
Okay. Yeah, that's... Okay, sounds good. Brian, yeah, good to hear from you. I'm like... Who's that? And then it hit me, and I'm like, oh, okay. He sounds familiar. It took a bit for me to register. So yeah, very good. Yeah, glad you enjoyed listening to it. It's appreciated. Yeah, I have to. I'm thinking of making, I've got to make some more firmware changes on it. There's a couple things I'm not happy about, and I have to change them up. So something to do with the All-Star, because I'd like to know when somebody comes up on the All-Star link, and it'll give me a different annunciator beep instead of the same one all the time, so I can distinguish it from someone that's coming up on the machine locally or somebody that's up on the link. So I have to work on that. So make some changes in the code. So it's a, you know, it's an all homebrew controller, and I designed it around an automotive microcontroller chip, the same one that's used in Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, and BMWs and all those cars.
Is the All-Star link the thing to the internet where you had all the, I remember there's a couple of broadcast engineers, I think up in Kalamazoo or Grand Rapids, that got on quite a bit, and I always enjoyed listening to them talk. But for some reason, it seemed like I could never communicate back to them for some reason.
I don't understand why you're having trouble with that. Yeah, they should have heard you. Unless those guys might have been linked up, but they had their node controllers in monitor mode only, which means then, yeah, they won't even hear you. They won't acknowledge you, and I'm not all completely 100% up to speed on how all that works, but, yeah, I don't know why that is, but because when you hear the nets come on here, then they hear you. So not sure what's going on there. Well, also, they've been having trouble with their node controller on the repeater up there in the Grand Rapids area. So that could be the issue there.
I noticed one day it was abruptly gone, and I think I remember hearing a conversation you had with somebody else that somebody got to abusing it or using foul language and you shut it off, it was interesting to hear them guys talking about different things up there. One of the guys, I think, was a transmitter engineer. It was interesting to hear him talk about maintaining that transmitter up there.
Yeah, one guy, I think his name is Jeff. His call last three letters is CMR, I think, or C, let's see, W, no, he's an 8. Let's see, N8CMR or something like that. I haven't talked to him for quite a long time. And then W8MEL. He lived in this area and was an engineer for WSBT, WSJV, I think he said. Mel, he gets on here quite a bit, but yeah, I talk to Mel once in a while when I can break away and talk to him.
Not our Mel.
Oh no, that won't happen. No, yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, but yeah, W8MEL, and he lives up in Grand Rapids, but now he's snowbirding. He's down in Arizona right now, but he gets on and uses his cell phone to get in on the All-Star link.
I saw Mel DeZylak's widow probably 6 months ago when we were out to breakfast one morning, and I walked over and asked. Told him, you know, I worked with him for years at WNDU, and she was really flattered and emotional that somebody remembered her and remembered him.
time, yep, I do remember her vaguely. I only met her, I think, once, and that was at a Wendy's. And Mel's daughter was with them too. So, but I would not be able to ever remember them, you know. You know, I couldn't remember their faces if I saw either one of them.
I can remember faces forever, but I can't remember names. That's the names is what I struggle with. And it seems like every time I see somebody I think I know, I go up there and ask them, I'm wrong, and then I've got egg on my face.
No, yeah. Trouble too. Yeah. W9LHM. I might have messed that up. This is WB9YPA. Yeah, I know how that is. Yep. Yeah, and it'll just get worse too. Yeah. Oh, there's a text message here. Uh-oh, I know who that is. Hang on, I better see what's going on here with that. Yeah, I hate being on call 24 hours a day. I'll bet you are too. Or I bet you're on call 24 hours a day.
Well, yeah, but it's not like the old days. I've got a very good staff. If it gets down to where they're calling me, they they really do have a big problem. But, yeah, I better get going here. But great talking to you. WB9YPA, N9LHM, South Indiana.
I probably should. I've got to answer these text messages, so I'll be tied up. And then I'm going to try to get a couple hours of sleep, I guess. Okay. 73, Brian, this is WB9YPA. I am clear as mud.
This is WAMEL Whiskey 8, Mike Echo Lima.
This is KB8CRM Mobile Listing.
This is W8MEL.
This is KI9NG Mobile, south of Grand Rapids.
WA9JWM.
KI9MG. Bill, you rank KA9MG.
Well, hello, Alan. This is WA9JWM Joe in Lansing. I haven't heard Bill out here. I heard you guys talking in the LJ repeater. And I thought you guys were going to come down there, but yeah, coming in pretty good.
Very good. I just wanted to give it a try. I actually switched my radios out, repurposed them for the time being. The TYT 9800 does not get into this radio where the Alinco 735 does. So now I got to find out why. It's the same antenna on both radios, but I switched the antennas out. This is something unique to the radio, so I got to figure out what that's all about. Maybe that bandpass filter would work. I don't know. But I just wanted to give you a call and check on you. I'm back into the space for the back. I've got to open up trailer doors and get in, and then I'm wrapped up for the day. So back to you, KA9EFT.
W9JOM.
W9JWM. You said you were checking on me. Maybe you're thinking of Bill. Anyways, if somebody's trying to get in there, I wonder if that's Bill. That station coming in, you're real scratchy. Go ahead.
W9JOM.
Hello, Jim. W9JWM here. 220. Go ahead, Al.
All right. Well, very good. Hi there, Jim. And I'm just getting ready to get out and open the trailer doors, so let me turn it over to you. K9EFT.
Good afternoon, guys. Just waving a quick hand to you over on this band. Got your text, Joe. Roger on that.
Okay. Yeah, the audio was set. Sounds good. Yeah, this this repeater comes in real good. I'm getting full scale on it. And you probably know it. It's linked, I think, Wisconsin. I think Bill was trying to get in there, but he's out of range. Good hearing you, Jim. And we'll go ahead and go on the site here and get my dinner started. WA9JWM.
WA9JWM. W9JOM. I'll be QRT. Take care, guys. 7-3.
All right. Very good. Good to hear you out here, Jim and Joe. Nice to know you're out here. Good to hear you. You're sounding good out this way. I'm having a little bit of trouble. I had to swap out my radios. I don't know if you were copying over on Lake County, but when I use the Elinco on Lake County, it gets into my 220 radio, the Elinco 235. When I use the TYT9800, it does not get into the radio. So now I got to scratch my head and figure out what the difference is. All right. Well, we'll catch up with you perhaps tomorrow. And wish you a good evening, both of you. KA9EFT.
Take care, Ellen. 7-3.
All right. I got it in there from here. I don't know if you're out of range or getting kind of scratchy, Bill. Go ahead. WA9JWM. Okay. Yeah, I'm not copying you, Bill. You may want to try again when you get a little closer. WA9JWM.
This is W-A-M-E-L.
CQ. This is K-S-H-A-K-B. N-A-Q-P-R. CQ.